Just listening to New York City by the Noisy Giants. Before that, also New York City by the name of the band Color. Actually, that is the original song that the Noisy Giants covered on your Spectrum Showroom album. Before that, Project LA is Mine, Telecraft with Arkansas, and the Wind Anger Jones with Rock Around the World. That is just about going to do it this evening. I want to thank you for joining me. If you enjoyed the show, you can do it again. Now, on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Here on RCT Pittsburgh. Otherwise, I hope you have a great rest of the evening. And I'll leave you tonight with my song, I Would Never.
Thank you. of Spectrum on archives, interview features, talk of Jerry Chisholm. Happened about three years ago.
Younger generation embraces the word hustle. entirely different way.
I use it because obviously my name is a podcast show called Hustle and Heart.
And so I am very aware that it takes hard work, it takes hustle, it takes a little bit of heart to make something happen.
Customer or person who's buying your product or service. Nowadays, have access to as a matter of that, and the talent and problem cost in the industry, is a lot lower.
And learn it,
teach it. You can coach. You can class, and you can literally create your own media.
Any particular time.
And never have we been in that place.
That's right. Never have we had it.
The internet served us up to that.
Ability.
So I love this space that we're in,
particularly for smaller business owners or
entrepreneurs,
or solopreneurs,
because you can create your own media, your message out.
Whenever you want.
So you can both get induction and the content.
Exactly.
Which is really, revolutionary, actually, I would say, in terms of what folks can do. Definitely.
The hard part is mixing all that together, but I gotta break everything down.
Because I could be seeing someone in Hong Kong and Austin. Austria, France, parts of Europe, and I know we are community
that we're building,
but because of the technology, and other aspects.
So we have a lot to appreciate for the internet.
The good spaces, not so good spaces, but nonetheless a great resource for.
And then I keep running around this space because that's where I spend a lot of time, but just general families who want to stay in contact with friends.
I mean, think of the number of people who have been able to find long lost friends through social media.
And years ago, we didn't have these platforms to be able to do that.
You did it, you do it slow.
Yeah, you're writing letters.
They're going to the courthouse, they're taking the paper, trying to find connections.
You're going to tell our agent. A lot of folks want to know how to get in contact with me.
And the number here is your station, 012-268-9728.
I believe this is any particular witty on my part, or any bad intellect, but I believe this is the time of a woman. From the presidential election, turnout that way, standpoint. But even the social movement, and I look at what's going on with Black Lives Matter, for example, and I look at it, youth, our civil rights movement, which was very much a male thing up front. True story, women behind Marv Carter and Marv, they were doing their work anyway. And the stories of Ann Fan, Angela, and the ones that were doing the backbone, the movement in there. But it was very much of the Black American asserting himself to say, I am a man.
I am a man.
It's dignity as well as empowerment. Now I see this script flipped. So we got social movement, and I was putting on the Ferguson stuff.
A very powerful picture, sister coming forward, trying to think she had it in her hand now.
The police, they brought three officers in front of her.
And they almost looked like they run up on her, and they were kind of slowing dress on.
And it just looked like she was a goddess, that they were being pale. And I used it several times, but I thought it was invoking what was going on.
And a lot of the leadership, which is unfortunate to go to Black Lives Matter.
A lot of the leaders are black women, and the LGBTQIA community holds a whole different thing happening back in the day.
None of that at all.
Back to the chauvinistic, misogynist.
Do you see that difference in communication, media, business world?
And is it just something in the United States, or do you see it also in the world?
I love the way you term this, and we are in the time of the woman. Voices of women are now being heard, particularly around these issues of assault, misuse, are heard louder than ever before. I think when it happens, there is a safety net of sorts that is defined by others saying it's okay for you to speak out.
It's okay for you to be heard and to end your shame and your silence.
And we couldn't be at a better time to do that, particularly because of the opposite of that, I think we sense this heightened sense of lack of understanding around what it needs to be vocal, and it makes sense for you.
So more women are saying, yes, what we have to say matters, we are not saying to stand for abuse.
Me too, all of those hashtags in this time, where we are, is a prevalent time. You ask if I see this happening internationally.
Harassment really
extend in this world of cyberspace. What's happening? Number of students every single day face cyberbullying, revenge porn, or what's commonly referred to as non-pornography, boring, human trafficking. It extends across all those barriers. And most of it is fortified online, entering the internet. What's worse, in my opinion, is very few laws on the books to adequately protect victims and better prosecute perpetrators. We also face a time where online companies are not as responsive as they need in terms of removing material quickly and advocating for those victims. And then we're also in a place where I think we really need to look at what it means to become socially responsible when it comes to text and posting or sharing. There's this sense of we've lost our filters. We're so used to so much stuff online that it doesn't shock us anymore. It's not a big deal. It's okay. So we share a comment without realizing the potential damage that it would be doing to the victim. We realize that there are alarming suicide rates among victims and harassed online. Because part of that is that while you can experience some sort of abuse, this is physical, and that hurts clearly, and you may live with our scars internally, but the ones externally can. But if there's some sort of content, whether it's videos or images online, that exposure continues for years. And eyeballs see it, the number of people who see it share it. To the victims feels like what I call gang rape. I mean, I'm just using my own personal case, not the story, I unfortunately am a recent survivor of revenge porn, cyber assault. I had an ex-boyfriend who I was living with in Jamaica take several photos and videos of me sleep naked. And when I ended the relationship and didn't want to have anything to do with him, several months later, called, threatened me. He told me they don't kill me if I didn't return his relationship. And when he knew that, he decided to use those images to try and exact revenge on me and force me to come back by sharing those messages. And these threats went on for several months. Lots of text messages, tons of evidence and information against him. Say, look at this video. What I'm going to, obviously, as he said to me, I'm going to silence and destroy you. Knew that I was quite fearful of any of that being exposed, given my celebrity and work in this community. And so for a very long time, he developed a website and started calling Molly, friends, family, and walking website. You see these photos. And I knew that I had to take action. So I, of course, called police. I got an attorney and started civil and criminal proceedings. That's really where this story, before the science begins. Because what I discovered is that law enforcement had not adequate care to know what to do in this case. They wanted to call 9 and Citizen complaint. I mean, seriously. And it wasn't going to go anywhere. And then I'm still in court seeking what should be a simple protection from abuse slash cyber stalking. But because mine is an international case, we're hung up on red tape around jurisdiction whether or not the state can protect me. And it should be very simple, all the evidence, all the threats, and all of the photos that it should be without question. But because it's clear, the judge in my case said, you're my first cyber harassment case. I'm not quite sure what to do with this. I'm very aware of the fact that we need change in this area. I'll take this one step further. And as I even engaged with authorities in Jamaica, they told me to mail myself my laptop so they can investigate it and they can have it to a year.
Right. Now, who's going to do that?
Mail it to another country? It is his. He's got one who has the evidence and decides all of that. But that's how crazy this is. And to think that you have to use devices for computer forensic investigation
as the victim further victimizes the victim.
Right.
So it became very clear to me that I needed to speak up. So I'm now using my voice, my story, and my platform to film a documentary, to tell this story, to call for an advocate legislation, and really promote a sense of social responsibility.
My mind is real because you touched on so many things. I think of Professor Crenshaw's sexuality. You just brought a whole new level of wrinkle on that concept with the internet. I joke about the intergalactic internet. Well, the law and regulations and procedures got to catch up with the world. These barriers don't mean anything anymore. You're in another context, like we're in each other's face to face talking to each other now.
So now it's a different situation.
The jurists have to catch up, lawmakers have to catch up.
Never.
Different sense of the world, and what our
birth
this
and what have you.
So
I want to commend you if you're, what you're doing, your
website
organization. Do people join you in a members? Or?
So go to shadesofsilence.com. Give us your name and email address and be a part of our group. And that looks like a lot of different things. Simply be to just share the message so that someone out there who might be experiencing some abuse, assault, or victimization is aware of the resources that we have on our website. And they include a number of things. How to help, support, how to get your content down and remove. I used to take that service to have the website shut down and host my content. Many people are not aware of that, or even how to get images and content off social media. So I step by step, to that. There's a 1-800 number there, so if anyone want to talk with someone, you can. We also have ways for you to get involved in the movement. Someone else would feel a sense of pain. And I am not a psychologist or psychotherapist, and you begin to understand the mindset of this.
I do get that.
And one of the goals that I hope as extend this message around the world is the sense of compassion.
While victims may not be ready to forgive
the person who's hurt them,
if you can at least find an extension of compassion
and some sort of understanding,
that takes a little bit of pressure off
you.
Trying to get for yourself.
Certainly,
if you can get into a place of forgiveness,
then that's better. Even better.
And
it's not easy to do,
but it's something that I think people are able to make that bridge
get to the other side
would be very healthy for them.
So last few months we've talked about one side of your passion, the other side is hustle. Why now is there an unconditional passion?
How do people get the book?
Write it on my website,
Darian.com.
You can also get it on Amazon.
Write it at Darian.com.
And I love the book for a lot of different reasons.
Really, if you start a business,
it's a practical step by step
motivational guide to doing that.
I also do several interviews with other very successful entrepreneurs,
give some gifts and resources
and information.
And I'm quite proud of the work that I did into that book
and feedback
that I get.
So available at my website.
More information about my coaching service
as well as
some of the other programs that I offer at Darian.com.
And of course,
if Fifty Shades of Silence,
we welcome everyone.
We're on social media,
on all our channels
at Fifty Shades of Silence,
as well as
I am Darian.
So I hope folks will
like me, tweet me, post, whatever.
Right, that's right. That's great. Again, you're just such an inspirational figure, person. I hope people pay attention. In fact, I don't need to know who they are.
I guess what I'm saying is more of you listening don't know.
You should be kind of hit to it now. It's a term.
So that's old, but I still like it.
I think it's well.
That you can give it a taste.
What is available?
Power to have yourself.
Even if you're at, what's the term they use now?
In a sunken place.
That you can get out of that.
It doesn't have to end
in a negative way.
If you don't have to, it's always been a fun fuss.
There are ways.
Will help out.
You can turn your pain into passion.
You can turn your mess into your mission.
And you can turn your turmoil into something terrific for yourself
and for others.
There's a process,
but
part of the work that I do as a coach.
But also what I know is the path out of the silence.
So I encourage anyone who is in that to reach out.
Reach out to us or find someone to talk to.
And begin to use what I call everyday courage
to find your way out.
Just thank you for doing it. Because I know you will.
Thanks for having me on.
No problem.
And anytime.
I'll be back when the movie's released.
Absolutely.
Here in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
I'll be back to tell you this.
Reserve a ticket. I'll be absolutely. Claire.
You think we can play some music this time?
I'm joking.
Always go many times.
I forget.
We have no time.
Let's play the record.
Of course, I'll be back Wednesday.
Brother Abe.
Thank you.
Goodness, son.
It's always so busy lately.
I was just totally devastated by our story. Then I'm like, well.
We had already started talking about it anyhow.
Right.
You know, all the news these days. So, I'm keeping information flowing. And by the outer world.
To get the word out.
Right. Well. This is getting the beginning and continuing operation.
How about that?
All right.
Let's have some music.
She gave.
We'll see you next week.
6 p.m.
S.E.K.T.
worry about how much someone drinks.
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that a drunkard loved you or he would drink drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, not everyone trapped by alcoholism is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Alan, or visit alan.org/help.
Parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do.
Kids here first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you have a concern about having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult.
Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is going to tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what the film is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. WRCT, Pittsburgh. We'll be right back.
DJ Heim, Force, and you're listening to 88.3 WRCT.
out there in radio land. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh on your web receiving device of choice. 7 o'clock. I mean, just time for the radio calendar. All that fun stuff. Our radio calendar real short now.
Right now, the Pittsburgh Club continues to serve us every Wednesday at 8 p.m. and you can go there and listen to them.
Although when I say you can go there, I mean you need to call ahead of time. By Tuesday at 5 p.m.
In order to go on the following Wednesday.
So, as usual, I'm telling you this, you're just getting it out now. Getting it in your head right now. It's too late for tonight. But you can call them at 412-321-1834.
Reserve your spot for next week.
Where you can catch the Pittsburgh Club and all volunteer band and organizations, the music in the 20s and 30s.
They rehearse every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Tonight.
You go Oxy and Crash Drowning Pool along with Nino and Evolution Empire or not.
Craft House is a little stranger with Stone Vibe.
Jake Miller will be at Gold along with Live by Midnight and Check the Second Part.
Garcia Peoples will be at the Cafe along with Signal.
The Shivas are at Funhouse, Mr. Smalls, playing along with Lemon Sweat.
Howie.
And Lacuna will be at Mr. Smalls proper with the Serotones.
I doubt that's the hip hop group.
The Serotones.
But you could get lucky.
Tomorrow night, Turner is at Stage 8 along with Austin Mead.
Call me, is at Craft House, Justin Stone.
Clark Beckham is at Cafe playing along with Casey McQuillan, or shortly after Casey McQuillan.
Jimmy Vaughn will be at Gerbils along with Ali Venable.
Frank Turner and Austin Mead at the Mr. Smalls Theater, and the Backseat Lovers are at Thunderbird on Friday.
Slipknot is at the Starlight Theater.
Playing along with Kill Switch, Jay, Orange.
Should not be the first band on that bill.
If they were going by quality, but.
Second Dragon will be hosting the Four Horsemen Tour.
MC Lars, Mega Ranch, and Schiffer,
the Dark Lord.
Duke will be at AE along with DJ Highlight.
Anella, Heron, and Driver Truckers, Smalls with Buffalo Nichols.
Skipping us.
Saturday, Dart Real are playing Thunderbird.
Imperial Triumph is playing at Serving Ground.
Along with Iron and Contempt.
Missed it. That sucks.
I'm just going to stop right there.
It makes me so sad.
If your band or your organization would like being read on radio, send us an email to advance radio-calendar@urc.org.